I'm Bobby Connor for South Carolina Public Radio with Health Focus here at the remote studio for the Medical University of South Carolina in Charleston. Reports of increasing rates of domestic violence or intimate partner violence are beginning to surface from around the world. To talk about intimate partner violence injuries during the pandemic is Dr. Ashley Hink. She's a general trauma and critical care surgeon at MUSC. Dr. Hink, what's going on in your area of medicine recently during the pandemic with regards to patients presenting at the hospital with injuries from intimate partner violence?
What we're seeing is after the first couple of weeks where people were really staying home, we had a drop off in all types of injuries, including violence. But really after that, we started seeing an increasing number of injuries related to intimate partner violence, certainly more than we typically see. And we're seeing very severe injuries from the range of gunshot wounds to stabbings to blunt force trauma from beatings. And it's mostly impacting women, which is traditionally the case for intimate partner violence. But we're also seeing men, and certainly this occurs in all types of relationships and sexual orientations. And so it's certainly very concerning given the increase that we're seeing.
And why these increases right now? What's your opinion?
The COVID pandemic is creating circumstances that create stress in relationships. People feel isolated. Sometimes they're financially dependent on partners and they feel like they're stuck and cannot leave them. It also is creating situations where they're spending more time together. And so the increasing time together compounded by stress can elevate the risk of violence and tension within a relationship that was already present beforehand.
What do you do to treat patients in this scenario? And how do you get honest information from the patient about what caused these injuries?
The first thing that we do is we address their injuries. And so we make sure that medically and surgically, we're doing everything that we can to adequately treat them. We also make sure to offer them a safe and private environment. And sometimes that means giving them an alias name to make sure that no one knows that they're there and we can keep them safe. Our security is always involved. And in addition, we have a referral process to one of our MUSC advocate social workers that specializes in intimate partner violence and child abuse. And they help them navigate services so that we can put in place a safety plan for when they're ready to leave and to also help them with services in the community and potentially legal and law enforcement services.
And from your vantage point, why so important to get help in this kind of situation?
We want victims and individuals experiencing this to reach out, number one, to get the care for injuries and also for their mental health and overall well-being, and also for their children who might be exposed to this. And the bottom line is when violence escalates, people are at risk of potentially experiencing a fatal injury.
And what can someone do right now who is in an unsafe situation to get help?
First and foremost, they can reach out to a loved one so they're not going through this alone. Talk to a friend, talk to a family member or a coworker that can be a source of support. Secondly, there's a number of both national and local resources, including the National Domestic Violence Hotline, that they can reach out to and talk to anytime. There are a number of community resources throughout South Carolina that offer counseling, support, and potentially emergency shelter that they can reach out to and see what services are available.
Dr. Hink, thanks for this update about increasing intimate partner violence during the pandemic.
Thank you so much, Bobby, for having me.
From the remote studio for the Medical University of South Carolina in Charleston, I'm Bobby Connor for South Carolina Public Radio.